Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pavlin here, and welcome to episode 555 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. Okay, here's today's question from Glenn.
Hi, Pat. How's it going? My name's Glenn from Saskatchewan, Canada. I have a question about podcasting today. I notice when I listen to a lot of the really popular podcasts, a lot of the hosts have very similar speaking styles and very similar characteristics to their voice. They speak very clearly. They don't have deep voices. Their emotional state comes through clearly in their voice, and they enunciate very well. And I feel like when I record an audio of myself, my emotional state and my enthusiasm doesn't really come through. I don't know if it's because I have a kind of a deep voice, and it kind of drowns it all out, makes it kind of monotone. But I was wondering if you could give me any tips on how I could really improve my speaking quality behind the microphone. I already have the sound quality down. I took your recommendations on equipment, and now I just really want to work on my speaking quality. And I was wondering if there's any tips you can give me prior to launching my podcast to really max out that quality and improve the way that I talk behind the microphone. Thanks. Bye.
Hey, Glenn, what's up? I appreciate this question a lot because, you know, as a podcaster myself and somebody who does stage stuff, public speaking, obviously our voices are very important. So it's cool that you want to improve it. I think that's a great, great insight. And it's very encouraging to hear you want help on this. The other part of this is I'm going to ask, how many of us love the sound of our own voice? Probably none of us, right? I don't like the sound of my own voice. When I first started podcasting, that's one of the things that held me back. I just didn't like how it sounded, and I thought other people would think it was terrible too. So it might not be as bad as you think, Glenn. And when listening to you, I get what you're saying, but I don't think it's as bad as you think, you know, at least when you're asking the question. Peraps your mindset shifts when you're doing a podcast and you kind of get into this zone where you're not even – you know, where then the voice comes out differently, which is very common, you know, similar to going on stage, how people are great in person, talking in conversation, but once they're up on stage, something happens and they're just not the same person anymore. Maybe that's what's happening on your podcast too. I don't know. But we can make improvements, and I know this because I've worked with a vocal coach. Vocal coach helped me. This is actually a singing coach that I hired. Carrie Ho is her name at the Songbird Tree. You could find her on Google, Carrie Ho, K-E-R-R-I, and then H-O, and then Songbird Tree. She's amazing, but you don't necessarily need a vocal coach to improve how the emotions come out in your voice. What I think you have to do is change how you perceive who it is you're speaking to. If you were to imagine that when you're on your microphone, that you're actually on stage, then the emotions might come out more, because when you're on stage, this is something I learned, when you're on stage, just naturally, because there's a lot of people there, your gestures are going to be much bigger, your hand motions are going to be much bigger, and your voice becomes louder, but also maybe a little softer at certain times, because it plays with the room well, and it really creates that dramatic effect. Now, I'm not saying you have to create drama in your podcast, but what I feel is you just have to put a little bit more behind it. And that doesn't necessarily mean be louder. It doesn't mean, again, drama. It just means, again, you're being conscious about these things. And so it's hard to say, oh, well, when you're telling a happy story, sound happy. Or when you're telling a sad story, sound sad. Like that's more acting, right, than anything. But what you can do is just visualize that there's an audience in front of you. I don't know if this is going to work or not, but this is what I would assume might work for some people. Visualize there's this audience in front of you, and you're actually speaking to them, and you want them to connect with you. And when you visualize them there, I mean, I would assume, Glenn, that when you're talking in person with people, for example, you're not monotone and you're not just blah, right? You're actually have emotion, and you share emotion in different ways. And I would also encourage you to move. Move your hands. I'm moving my hands right now as I speak because I know that also helps emphasizing emotion. Even though you guys can't see it, you can hear it, right? And then the other thing I would actually try is standing up. Standing up while recording is the best thing in the world. This is what I do now. I'm standing right now. And it really helps, I don't know, just physically it helps you because when you're sitting down, your lungs and stomach and everything's all squished together, right? And just the airflow isn't all there. And plus, that's kind of a relaxed mode. But when you're standing up, you're a little bit more active. You're a little bit more focused. And of course, your voice just has a little bit more strength. And maybe some of those emotions will come out that way too. I think this is more of a thing that would have to be done kind of on an individual level. But those tips might actually help. And so, Glenn, I'm wondering if they would, and if you could follow up with me, that'd be awesome, because I think this is good training for everybody out there. And there's a lot of podcasters, too, that I feel could actually use some more emotion in their show. So that's all I'm going to say about that. But do you hire a coach? I mean, that's up to you. You might actually reach out to somebody. Maybe you have some service that you can offer in exchange for a vocal coach's service to just spend an hour with you to just talk this over, because I'm not a voice expert. I do use my voice all the time, and I've learned to have a lot more emotion over time, and that's probably the most important thing. You just got to keep trying. Keep trying new things and see what feels right, and the more you do it, the more you're going to get into the zone and really feel what that is. If you go back in time and listen to some of the earlier episodes of the Smart Passive Income podcast, for example, you'll hear that I do have a more monotone voice. It's a little bit more timid, and that's back when I was not confident, when I was sitting down while recording, and I just didn't visualize who I was speaking to. So hopefully those things can help you. And Glenn, I just want to wish you all the best of luck, and yeah, keep me posted on how things go. So we're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. And yeah, so to finish off the day, let's finish off with a quote. And this quote is from Brian Tracy. He says, "It doesn't matter where you came from. All that matters is where you are going." Cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.